It's a long, long story. When I was young, my grandfather, my mother, told me fairy tales, and I was very fond of. But I've never imagined that one day I would be a storyteller. I think life makes us big surprises. Yeah. Alors, the first decision I've taken is when I was living at Saint-Malo, and there is a little train for tourists, you know, to visit the town. And I was living on a studio just on the road, and the train every day stops just near. And I heard every day, I think to myself, my God, there is other ways to visit, to share the beauties of our town, of our culture. So I take my courage and I make little flyers to propose visits, but with little group. And I began to share our tradition, you know, about legend, fairy tales, about the coast of Saint-Malo. And I began in Brocélian too. And the first group I've guided at Brocélian was in 1985. And I'm one of the first storyteller, pioneer of Balade Contée, of storytelling visit in forest.
Storytelling is a traditional craft. Why do you think it's so popular in Brittany?
When I've begun, fairy tales were not so popular, you know, there is waves. And now, yes, we have new interest, une renaissance, a new birth. But 30 years ago, it wasn't the case. You know, there is an Amerindian wisdom which said that people, a nation who forgets his fairy tales is a nation which is dying.
Is there a difference between a fairy tale and a legend?
Yes. At the beginning, legend, the roots of the word, means the things you have to read to others. And legend are speaking about things which are not real. But it's a very good way to speak about real things, because it's like music. Our reason accepts to hear and to receive fairy tales, because our reason thinks it's not true, this is imagination, so I'm not in danger. And le conte, the story telling, there is a root, a real historic root. But after, people, quelque part, somewhere, they create another, you know, versions of, voilà. But there is always something true inside a story. But it's like music. Fairy tales are speaking to our soul and our heart.
You present your stories, you tell your stories around the fire like we are now. Who comes to listen to your stories?
Schools invite me, so I do something for pupils, for young people. I'm very lucky because life gives me the beautiful opportunity to meet every people in our society. Yes, I share in evening, in a tea saloon, for example, at Tréorantec, la Maison des Sources. And it's people who like the forest, not especially from this place. Alors, most of them, yes, but there are always people from outside, from Rennes, or from Normandy, and even from Vendée, who are coming. And I'm sharing too in Maison de Retraite, you know, in, I don't know the word in English.
Yes, old people's home.
Yes, voilà. So I see our grandfathers and grandmothers. You know, I share with our little children, with our parents and our grandparents. I have different repertories. One on Middle Ages, and the tales of troubadours, knights people, of course the King Arthur, and I have another about the Vikings legends, and I'm very cold for medieval tales, you know, and with my instruments too, because I have a few instruments which were played by troubadours people.
Or maybe, Roger Grand, you could play us some music. But first, before you do that, are there some evenings between now and, for example, the end of this year, where you will be telling stories?
Yes, yes. Alors, Saturday, 16th December, I'm at Tréorantec in the tea saloon I've spoken before, La Maison des Sources, and it's une veillée. There is three parts, you know. First part, about 45 minutes, storytelling. And after, we eat together. We share a beautiful meal, vegetarian meal. And then the third part, after eating, near the fire, because the maison, la Maison des Sources has a beautiful cheminée. And at Christmas, the fire is very important, very sacred. Our ancestors take care especially of the Christmas fire. They take a bush, a log, from the last year, which is passed between the fire, just one or two, three times, to have the fire of the last year. And after, we make the fire with the log for a new fire. And we keep the log of Christmas on the grenier to protect the home from fire, from a storm, from a hurricane, you know, from thunder, and from illness too. And we make a kind of ceremonies, you know, with people, because this fire is able to burn the bad things of the past, the last year. You know, we write on a little sheet the things we don't want to see anymore in our life. And we offer them
into the fire.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, this is a tradition that must be older than Christmas as a Christian tradition, is it?
Yes, yes, yes. We call them the solstitial feasts. It was before Christianity. All people from Europe was celebrating this feast, because it is the end of the longest night of the year. They take 12 days just after the longest night. During 12 days, they make fires, night and days. The fire mustn't stop. If the fire stop, it's a big, big disaster for the home, for the family. But in these 12 days, they were thinking that each day is tied to a month in the next year. For example, the first day is January, the second February, and so on. This is the reason why our ancestor stop war during these days, because they didn't want to have war for the next year, you know. So during these 12 days before Christianity, they make peace. Alors, between neighbors and between nations too. And when you want to have a pardon and to give your pardon, so you have to go to see your neighbor and to say, I'm very sorry, sincerely, and please accept this gift. This is the root of the gift of Christmas, you know. And after, with Christianity is collected, yeah, these old customs. In Brittany here, they take 3 days, you know, with a fire without interruption. But in the old time, they have taken 12 days too.
That's fascinating. How's it going? We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Perhaps we can hear some music.
With pleasure.
Thank you for now.